Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. You guys already know what it is. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fans, Three Letterman Fellas. What's good?
What's good? What's good? It's your boy, Angry Fan 007. Fuck with me, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement.
It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE. Angry Fan Radio, Angry Fan Movement. You niggas already know.
Yes, sir. Yo, we got a crazy, crazy show for you guys. I'm going to send it to Caps. Caps, what's on tap for today's show, bro?
Yo, all right. First and foremost, there's a dope-ass battle out right now if y'all didn't see it. It's BC versus Hemi. Shout out to New Orleans Battle League, and shout out to the Houston Barcode. It's BC versus Hemi. Y'all niggas go check that shit out. That's a dope-ass battle right there. I put it in my description box in my new blog that I just uploaded today. Let's get into the basis of the show. We're supposed to have Trig on, but we got Chris and Bias, and we got Queens Flip, and we got No Shame Coleman, the transgender battler. They were going back and forth on Twitter, so we're trying to see what's going on with them, and they all agreed to call him. So I guess Chris wants to speak his piece on the whole entire situation, how he feels about this. Because from my understanding, the thing is about, it's about the quiet room, apparently. So what are y'all honest opinions on?
Yo, son, I just watched the battle, right? I got to keep an extra tall, son. No Shame, watch this nigga.
Yo, I don't think people realize that No Shame has won both battles.
Yeah.
It wasn't only one battle, it was two battles. I spoke about the first battle, too. It's two. I'm saying No Shame is 2-0. And battle rap. Got a bar.
You know what, Caps? And Timo, what I find interesting to know about the battle is No Shame is on the stage knowing that they're going to be throwing, you know, mad jokes at, you know, at him, her. They're going to be coming at him like the hard body, like, yo, all about transgender this. And, yo, stood on the stage, took the beating, and even made jokes about it. So I'm like, yo, obviously you have to acknowledge this is battle rap, so you're going to get thrown at all kind of bars, you know what I mean?
That was my thing. No Shame didn't seem fazed at all. Really comfortable in there, even with, you know, knowing what was going to be said. And you were right. No Shame came with bars. Not going to lie.
So at this point, it's not even about the bars. Because the bars are there. It's really about No Shame being a transgender.
The shock value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's a little bit of the problem. I see both sides. Like I said before, I just don't think that certain people are going, me and myself, I'm not going, it's not my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? That's not something you can just throw on somebody in one night, overnight, you know what I'm saying, and have them really expect them to accept that, in my opinion. That's kind of where I'm coming from with the whole situation. You know what I'm saying?
But Daylight is willing to battle No Shame. In July, I think I saw it on Twitter. In July.
But you know what? It was crazy because it sounded crazy, but Daylight was saying so much shit that last interview. Daylight, if you really think about it, what other battle rapper would you be, would you expect to battle No Shame?
Quill.
Besides Queen of the Ring. It has to be Daylight. Not saying no one else can battle him, but, you know, Daylight's going to be the first one to jump on that. That's up his lane. Not saying he's a funny dude, but it's up his lane. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
That's just reality.
Yeah.
Shit, he came on the show this week and said that he don't want nobody trying to take his shot, goddammit.
Exactly. So it's funny that he's gonna battle No Shame to defend him, to defend Daylight.
I mean,
good luck.
I mean, it sounds crazy, but in reality, I'm really not mad at it. I'm really not that mad at the situation like that.
Yeah,
I'm really not. It's more of a shock value, if anything. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, everyone has an option. No one is putting a gun in your head and saying you got to click on that play button. The same with Daylight. That's the same with everybody. With me, with everybody. There's no one putting a gun in your head forcing you to watch the battle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Agree.
That's how I feel about that right there.
Because
you better believe, don't think ain't no one going to watch No Shame battle. If you're looking, it's getting views. It's definitely getting views. So people are watching the battle. So
right.
You got people who battle who are dumb nights and no one's heard of them, they gain like 1,000 views for battles that's been out for 4 or 5 months. So right. No Shame getting more than that already.
Yeah.
You got to be careful on what the main situation is, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why I say it like that in reality is because discrimination is serious. Like, no offense, but we've been through that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, over 100 years ago, we couldn't even drink from the same water fountain as a Caucasian and shit. So that's
right.
The one form of discrimination. You know what I'm saying? Being sexist, that's discrimination. You see what I'm saying? So there's different forms of it, so you got to be careful. You got to be careful on what the topic is. Like I said, it's a sensitive topic. And all you listeners out there, who's like, oh, man, fuck that. I don't want to see that. Y'all remember what discrimination is, man.
Yo.
Remember what that shit is? Yeah, what's up?
I want to ask y'all a question, though. And we were talking about this earlier, fellas. Not to switch off topics a little bit, but we all saying watch Queen of the Ring.
Okay.
Now, Caps, Timbo, especially me and Caps, I know we talking about Miss Hustle, Hard Body. She's in our top five. But what's this shit I'm hearing that Shayna Ashley Hill was supposed to battle for Hustle? I seen a blog with Hustle and Heavy Bags, and she said battling
Shayna.
Hold on.
Yo, Jersey. There's something in the background. Somebody got a speakerphone on.
Oh.
All right, there you go.
We good?
Yeah, we good.
Now, what I was saying, Famo, what's this thing I'm hearing with Shayna Ashley saying that Miss Hustle is ducking her, and then I'm seeing a blog where Hustle is saying to Heavy Bags, well, if I battle Shayna Ashley, what does that do for my career?
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw Miss Hustle's blog, I think, yesterday with Heavy Bags.
Right.
And then I saw Shayna's blog actually this morning. I didn't see it till this morning. And she was very direct about it. And that really threw me off, and it was like, wow, you know what I mean? It was crazy. And I have to be totally honest with you, because when I first started blogging, I actually thought C-Ash was actually overrated. I will not even say her a lie. I like her battle with Gaddis and shit. And it's like, she's looking real confident. And I respect anybody who's sitting in front of a camera and can admit they was fucking up. Like she said, I was fucking up. Everybody chokes. If you think it's not going to happen to you, it is eventually.
Right.
So she sounds like she's over that. You know what I'm saying? She sounds like she's ready to bang right now. So I am kind of shocked right now, because I don't think that's a matchup nobody wants to see. Those are two top names. So I'm kind of shocked. I won't even lie. I'm kind of shocked. Shout out to Miss Hustle.
Hold on.
Yo, shout out to Miss Hustle, because she wants to come on the show. I hit up and shit. She said she's definitely down to come on it.
Shout out to Miss Hustle. Anytime you come on Aggie Fairway, it's all love over here. But
anytime.
My thing is, Hustle, it ain't like you had a – I got you beating Jazz, but it ain't like you washed up. I thought Misfit beat you. You that third round, you put K-Profit out here. I really wasn't feeling that. I had Misfit edging the battle. So it ain't like you've been on a big winning streak, though, mama.
That's true. It was a dope battle, but I honestly think that maybe she should have went in that third round. I believe that. Her bringing in K-Profit didn't do as much work, I think, that she thought it would have.
What do you think about that, Timbo?
Man, I got to watch the vlogs, bro. I'm not even going to lie to that. I got to watch them.
Just on the strength of Miss Hustle saying that, like, she's basically saying that her battling Shayna Ashley is a not going to do nothing for her career. I don't believe that at all.
I don't believe that at all.
Wait, hold on.
Like you said, she did not watch Jazz at all.
But hold on. But y'all got to think about something also. This Angry Fan talking too. Y'all got to remember that she's supposed to be battling Lady Luck.
Right.
Now, if y'all want to be technical about it, if it comes down to battling Lady Luck or battling C. Ash, if I was Miss Hustle, I would be taking Lady Luck also. And that ain't no shots, but, I mean, that is going to help her career out. Miss Hustle she's doing songs with Cam'ron. But listen. She's doing songs with Cam'ron now. So it's not like she's not doing anything.
Yeah,
I'm just
doing something with Cam'ron.
Doing
songs with Cam'ron and being a battle world is two totally different monsters, B.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
But you understand, my nigga, she said her career... Her career.
Her battle rap career. Not her career as a MC. Her battle rap career she's talking about.
I think they think about all of it. That's the reason why everybody don't battle everybody, son. She's making that's a power. Her battling Luck is a power move. And I'm not trying to stick up on Miss Hustle, no shit like that, but I'm looking at it totally. You know what I'm saying? She might look at it like, well, I might bang with C.S. She might win. That might fuck her battle with Lady Luck or some shit like that. So maybe she'll battle the ass after Lady Luck or some shit like that. I don't know, but I got to be real with you. I would expect her to take Luck over Sea Ash at this point.
Of course. That's a bigger paycheck, I'm pretty sure. Promo. It's a good thing on your resume. Of course.
It's a bet you're battling, a legend you're battling. So, and they was going back and forth hard body on Twitter last night calling Lady Luck. So she's really focusing on Luck from what it looks like. But for Sea Ash, I mean, well, who does Sea Ash battle next? She already battled Jazz. She battled E-Hart. She battled Misfit.
Official.
You know what? She said she'll fuck Official up now that I think about it in that interview.
Yeah, she didn't say that. She bugged with that one. Sorry.
And that's dope. Like, Official and C-Ash, that's dope right there. That's the name for Official. That's definitely not a step down in no shit.
That's
like
true.
That.
Not at all.
That would be a dope battle.
And that's going to be a bar fest.
C-Ash ain't watching Official,
though.
C-Ash ain't watching Official, OB.
I mean, I'd like to see it, man. I got to be honest with you, man. She looked real comfortable talking to Heavy Bags. I have to totally agree with you. I got to be honest with you. She did.
Yeah, you can look comfortable. I mean, Rich Dollars looked comfortable before every interview, but he ain't win a lot of battles out here. You know what I mean? You can look good shooting jumpers before the game, but once you step in the ball court, you ain't hitting your threes and your layups and you missing dunks.
But you got to look at her last battle, my nigga. Her last battle was dope. Like, and I'm saying it was dope. She might have found her mojo and shit. I don't know.
Yeah,
man.
But she said
she's
gonna wash Official.
See, I didn't know the exact words she said.
Nah, she said she's gonna wash Official.
I mean,
that's exactly what she said. I'm quoting her.
That's what she sounds like. Fuck it.
She's bugging. I'm sorry.
She's bugging?
She's bugging, son. He's not washing Official. Even if you beat Official,
yeah.
I can't see you washing 3-Zip. Nah.
I mean, all that really takes is for somebody to choke and somebody to not come up. That can happen to anybody.
Caps, you watch this shit like a hawk like me, my nigga. You probably fuck with Official more than I do, my nigga.
I know.
I mean, see, Ash, we fucked with you, mama. Don't get it fucked up. We fucked with you, man.
I don't think Official was gonna wash the ass if that's where you was going with it. I don't.
Nah, not at all either. I think no one gets washed.
I think it'll be a good debatable battle. I don't know who the fuck gonna win that. I definitely can't just run and say Official at this point. So Diaz come like she did versus Gaddis, I'm not gonna just give that one to Official. Hell no.
Nah.
You gonna have to earn that shit.
Yeah.
She ain't battled nobody as good as Diaz yet.
Nah, not at all.
No disrespect, because I really fuck with Lex Bango. Oh man, I fuck with C3. I didn't mean it like that, but
we gotta watch that battle. Okay, when that shit come out.
Oh, tell me about it, man. I really can't wait for that battle. Everyone's saying that was a dope ass battle and shit. But
yeah.
You think who you got, C-Ash or C3? Who you think is better?
C3.
You got C3 over C-Ash?
Yeah.
What about you?
You know, Kimbo? I fuck with C3, guys. Come on.
I got C-Ash, yo.
You got C-Ash? Tell you. I ain't mad at you.
I think I got C-Ash in this one, too, man. I think I got it, man. I got to see C3 do something. I got to see it. She's done it, but I got to see it. C-Ash is a legit name.
And, fellas, one more thing. I saw something today on Twitter just a second ago, and I want to get your thoughts on this. QB had tweeted out that her and Farrah Funeral had got off the phone, and they won a battle, but they waiting for the league to pick it up. So Queen of the Ring or somebody needs to pick this battle up, because she's saying that QB said no one's picking up the battle, and her and Farrah's ready to go.
What?
Word.
And ain't nobody picking the battle up.
Scratching my head, my nigga.
Oh, come on. Are y'all serious? What are y'all waiting for? QB and... Oh, man, I wish we had an Eddie fan battle league, man. I'm telling you, man. That don't make no sense. You didn't even tell me you got QB. But then again, it could be money issues. They might want too much. We don't know what's going on besides that. We just seeing that right there. It ain't like they want to battle for free. You know what I'm saying? So it's probably more to it besides that.
Can I give an early prediction on that one?
Oh, I got to go with QB, man.
3-Zip.
I'm a QB fanatic, man.
3-Zip.
You know what? Why I won't say 3-Zip is because, man, I'm not going to say 3-Zip because, I like Farrah Funeral. I really want her to step it up. I know she can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know she can. And I like her last battle. What was that girl's name? Mawasha?
Yeah, something like that,
I like that battle. And I really like her part versus Hitman Holler. I think about her recent battles and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know she could really step it up. So I don't want to say 3-Zip.
She lost to Miss Merck. She lost to my girl 40 Bars.
40
she
Bars
lost to Shuni.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Keep going.
Only battle I like from Farrah is the double battle that her and Shuni the Rapper had with Tori Doe and Dar Lady when it was going back and forth like Jaden Styles.
Okay, that's not the only battle I like from her, but she hasn't really won too many battles in my opinion. Let's just keep it funky, man. She does it right. But she battles top names. She ain't battling no bums and she's losing.
Mm.
You feel me? So it's like, I don't know.
Mm.
I want her to step it up. I like Farrah, man. I really want her to step it up a little bit, man. I've been saying that, too. Not like this is the first time I said that.
I got to keep it funky. She just does too much talking for me, man. You do too much talking, Farrah, like you're going to wash these chicks when you battle them, and then you be losing.
Yeah, that does happen, you know. But like I said, hopefully she understands she's a brand. Like, a lot of females fuck with her. She got a very, very, very big fan base. You know what
I'm saying? Right, that's
real talk, though. She does. I'm anticipating her, if she battles QB, that shit's going to be crazy. I don't think she's going to go there and get washed and no shit like that.
Tim,
what you think, Tim?
I like her last battle on Gorilla World Friday. I think she got it against Marasha. I like her last battle. I mean, she battles top names, but, man, I got to go QB on this one. I'm a QB fan.
Word.
To be honest with you. I'm a QB fan. I think
we fucked with
you,
QB.
I think it's going to be 2-1, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't be surprised if it could be a 3. Not a body bag at all, but I think it could be a 3-0.
I agree with that, Timbo. Not a body bag. It'll be 3-0.
Not a body bag, but it could be a 3-0.
Nah, I got a 2-1, bro. I got a 2-1. And not even just 2-1. It could be 2-1 either way in all reality, because QB ain't having a little minute. We might just be jumping out the fucking window and shit. QB versus Star Girl Lady Red, I mean, it's not like she washed her. It wasn't like that.
She didn't wash her. I just think that QB is going to be is a big name, and I think QB know that, you know, being a Farrah funeral, a girl who's been here from the beginning of Queen of the Ring, is just a good notch on her belt. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think QB would do what she got to do.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Should we take a couple calls before you get a guest on?
Definitely.
All right, let's do... Let's do 708. 708, are you on? 893?
What's going on?
What's going on,
brother?
Hey, angry fan, man. I got to disagree with you, man. Y'all got to stop comparing all these motherfuckers' situations to the black struggle. That shit, y'all got to stop doing that, man.
Why is that? Talk to me.
Because that shit don't go together. It's like, our shit is different. Like, we don't, just because somebody else feeling like they getting a form of discrimination, don't mean we the poster child for that shit and got to agree with all that
shit.
Well,
it's not about being a poster child. I just said women, it pertains to women and being sexist also. They're all forms of discrimination, no?
But I'm saying, like, whenever somebody feel like they've been discriminated against or being treated unjustly, like, they always feel like we got to support them in their situation. We don't have
to
support that shit.
I mean, but that's true, but it's not so we. This is me. I'm speaking about me. I'm speaking for my personal opinion. I'm not speaking for everybody else. I'm speaking about me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to discriminate like that.
Well, I just don't. I feel the trainee don't get no place in battle rap, but that's just me, though.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Why? Is it because the trainee has bars and it's 2-1-0 battle rap. So why? Let's say that.
Because it's
I'm not saying I disagree with you. Say it again.
This is battle rap. This is not a circus. We already got to deal with daylight.
Okay, but the battle, I just said the transgender is 2-1-0. So I thought it was about bars. What's up?
I just had to call it. I just wanted to disagree.
Nah, don't try to run now. I thought it was about bars. What's up?
It's just something that just don't belong. Some shit just don't belong.
But can you explain it though? I want you to explain it.
It's just simple as that. It just don't belong. That's the whole. It just don't belong. It's just some shit that don't go together. And this is one of them.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If it was a, two gay guys battling, would you accept that?
No, I wouldn't accept that either. It's just some, like, it's just, again, some shit just don't belong. Can you find your can you see yourself quoting lyrics from a gay person?
No.
All right. So even though you don't want to publicly come out and say you against it, it just don't belong.
Well, no, I did. I said that I myself I just would not watch it. Could you have an option to watch it, my dude?
You right, and I'm just not gonna watch it. It's just gonna be a little phase. This training gonna be around probably for a couple more months, and then we ain't gonna never hear from it again. So I think
the training might open that door up for others.
I just can't see it, not in battle rap.
No, brother, I'm not saying I disagree with you. I just want to fuck with your brain right now.
But it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like, because like I'm in the group, and when you ask the question about should we let Trent get the angry fan group, and I'm talking about, it's Donye.
It's who?
Donye Todd from Chicago.
What's going on, bro?
Yeah, so it's like when you ask the question, like, should you let it in the group? And then the first thing I see is,
we black, you ain't got to do it like that, my nigga.
No, but I'm saying the first thing you see is, oh, we black, we can't be doing discrimination. Like, that shit get under my skin. That shit just don't compare. I hate when everybody want to link black people to some shit just because some other people feel in a certain type of way.
I could have said the Jews were discriminated against. You know what I mean? I could have said
But you can't. But you also can't compare that, because I can also tell some history of why that shit is not even comparable to us.
But I'm not trying to compare it. I'm trying to say that it's still a form of discrimination. It does fall underneath that umbrella. It does. No matter how you don't want to see it, it does. It's still discrimination, bro. I'm not saying I agree. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to be unbiased and totally fair, then you have to have valid points to back your shit up, my nigga. You can't just say
I probably worded it wrong. My thing is, like, I'm not saying you said you agree. It's my whole thing is when people try to link black people to. That's my whole argument. I hate when people try to link black people to everything because somebody else feel a certain type of way. That's my whole argument.
All right, so check it. We're going to eliminate the black part, and we're going to keep it with females and sexism. Okay, we're going to keep it with you can keep it with Jews and the Nazis. I mean, how you want to do it?
You're right. It is discrimination. I never said it wasn't. That's my whole argument. Like,
you're just mad that I compared it to black people, I think.
That's my whole argument, pretty much. My whole argument.
All right. I got you, bro.
Hey, yo, 708, I appreciate you calling in, man.
Yo, man, hold the group down, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Salute.
Yep.
All right.
I like that. I like that right there.
Our lines are going crazy. We got, let's do 757-309. Are you on?
Virginia!
Yeah, it was good, man.
What's going on, man?
Ain't shit, man. Yeah, I was, I'm tuning in, man. I'm hearing all the talk about the transgender rapper and all that. I'm not really feeling that myself, you know what I mean? Just not crazy. Talk about it.
I feel you. Talk about it. Let it out.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I just feel like, you know, it has no place in hip-hop in general, not even just battle rap. You know what I mean? I'm not a big fan of, you know, Macklemore. None of them dudes will be supporting the gay movement. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not feeling. I just feel like it's not, you know, conducive with what hip hop is trying to, you know, give to the culture.
Do you like King of the Ring?
Yeah, I watch King of the Ring all the time, man. I think there's some dope female MCs out there.
But about 90% of the females are gay.
Say it again.
About 90% of the ballers are gay over there.
Oh, you're talking about like lesbo battle rappers over there?
I mean, that's gay, though. So,
I mean, it's for a female, though, I feel like that's different. You feel me? It's not the same for a male.
It's different?
I mean, that's just my opinion. You feel me? Like,
can you explain how it's different?
It's different because, in my eyes, how many dudes you know, including yourself, are against a chick being bi or a chick having, you know what I'm saying, like being lesbo, opposed to a nigga, you like, yo, nigga's gay, you're going to be like, man, what the fuck?
Yo, let me answer that question right quick. I come from a family of Jamaicans, right? My mother and father are Jamaican. And let me tell you, for years, I mean, in that culture, they don't really go too crazy with male gayness and female lesbos. So it goes hand in hand in my culture. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
okay.
To say that, you know, it's like, you know, you, yeah, I understand as a man, you like, yeah, two girls get together, but I'm an old school nigga. Like, I ain't really beat for that. You know what I'm saying? I understand there's different times. They have gay marriages. this, that, and the third. And but, yo, I've learned to accept it. I've learned to accept it. Not say I co-sign it, but I've learned to accept it and shit. You know, how we know that? How do we know that there's some niggas that we like in battle rap that might be gay? That we don't even know
that's
about,
very
my
true.
Nigga.
Don't even
that's
know.
A good point. That's very true. All the thing I'm saying is I can't see somebody like a transgender nigga battling somebody like Head Ice or Goods. It just doesn't make any sense.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? You'll be like, yo, like that.
I don't see them taking that battle.
Oh, I know that they ain't going to take that damn battle. You know what I'm saying? But it's
Daylight's the only one, bro.
That's it. Like, after Daylight, then what? You know what I mean? But after Daylight, then what? You feel me?
You might have somebody else, though, bro. You already got two people. Four. That's what. She had, Transcendent had two battles. And now Daylight be number three, so I agree with that.
I mean, A-Hat doesn't have a problem booking it, so I'm pretty sure other people will battle.
It's a hell of a hell of a market. They going to do their numbers. They definitely going to do their numbers. I mean, no matter who book it, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just personally not for it. You feel me?
I feel you, Virginia.
We appreciate you calling in, Virginia.
Yeah, we appreciate
you. No doubt,
bro.
Man. Y'all niggas keep doing what y'all doing, man. Y'all keep it up, man.
You already, brother.
Look.
All right. All
right. Timbo, Caps. See, I know it's going to be a very touchy subject, but this is what we got the platform for people to come out here and speak what they got to say. You know what I'm saying? We're going to speak our mind, and y'all speak your mind.
Exactly.
So, Caps, so I agree. I hear what you're saying it's in your opinion that it's just not your cup of tea. This is just not your cup of tea. Is it wrong for us to say that this is just completely wrong? Like, who are we to say... This is
we don't belong. Yeah, exactly. None of us can say, not even Smack can say, you don't belong because you don't own battle rap.
Okay.
Now, whether the leagues want to fuck with the idea is another question.
Different
story.
It's a whole different album.
But you know what, though? At the end of the day, that's going to make them be on some discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, the transgender really can't get too mad because, in my opinion, like, you stepped into the limelight, so you knew all of this was going to happen. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You did. You kind of knew that. You know what I mean? That's like, I mean, if I go to I'm black. If I go to an all-white school or whatever the case may be, I know they're going to look at me and shit. Like, what the fuck is he doing here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's kind of the same situation.
I agree with that. I am in no position to say who and who does not belong. That's just I don't run battle rap. I can't do that, and it would be so hypocritical. But it just isn't my cup of tea. I agree. It's just,
right.
I mean, I'm not going to hate on it, and I'm not going to discriminate against it. It's just not. That's not my thing.
That's all. I'm not. But like I've seen a blind person rap. I've seen people rap in wheelchairs. I've seen all of that. So it's not like
shout out to Blind Fury.
Shout out to Blind Fury.
Shout out Blind Fury.
So it's not like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we've seen people rap in Spanish. We've seen it all reality. We've seen females rap. We've seen females battle guys. So there really is no stereotype for a battler. We've seen broke battlers.
So
we've seen rich battlers.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Let's go take some more calls here. We got some people calling in, some guests coming up. Let's go. 212-731. Are you on?
Yeah.
21.
Peace.
What's going on?
Peace.
What's going on? I just look at it like, you know, it is what it is. I mean, things happen for a reason. Why not just, you know, let him or her do his thing? For real.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have no problem at all with it?
I mean, a couple of kids from King of the Dot, aren't they homosexual and they still rapping, right?
Oh, really?
If I'm not mistaken, you got Roan, and you have
Roan's homosexual.
Wait a minute, that true or you a legend? Are you allegedly?
I'm not alleged. You know, I've been watching battle rap and I heard him mention it. And Frisno, what's his name? Frisno, he has mentioned it. He's came out and he's
okay. Now Frisno, you talking about Fresco?
Yeah.
Okay, now Fresco, everybody was saying, I don't know if he actually was, but everybody was saying that since back in the day that was saying it, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't see what's the problem. I mean, then you got Daylight doing his antics and exposing himself, so what's the difference between that?
Let me ask you a question, caller. If you were a battle rapper, would you battle the transgender?
Would I battle?
The transgender.
Possibly
you
not.
See?
I'm not
going to
lie.
But you say you have no problem with it. So that's what I'm asking you.
Listen, I don't have no problem. I'm not just going to sit and discriminate and say what he can or she cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But at the end of the day, it's a risk. It's a gift and it's a curse because, all right, he has an ability to do something, but then again, it's going to get cursed because of what that person is.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't battle because who gonna put themselves out there like that? That's the curse of it right there. But I don't think it's nothing wrong. I mean, it is what it is. The world is changing, B. We can't do nothing about it.
Exactly.
This is not the only thing that's going to happen. It's going to be more shit down the road that people ain't going to be, it's going to be, you know, surprised to, but they have to accept it because this is what the agenda is. This is what this world has come to. This is what this world has come to, period. The homosexual thing is being forced down our throat left and right. It's behind every magazine. It's on every TV. You can't run from it. You can't hide it. That's what it is. So you might as well just accept it, leave them alone, let them do their thing. We can't do nothing about it, bro. We can't.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So peace to the league. If they decide to deal with it, they will. If not, move on. Somebody will. Because you got other genders out there that are like, okay, we have a voice now. You got somebody out there that's brave enough to step out there and do the impossible. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, bro. But shout out to Angry Fan. Y'all watch your videos, man. I salute y'all. Y'all do your thing for the Battle League. And like I said, this world is changing 24/7, man. We can't stop it, man. Just gotta let it go. We can only talk about it, but we're going to become a problem or we're going to become the solution.
Word.
You know what I mean? Peace to y'all. But peace to y'all, man. Word. One love, yo.
Peace, brother. Fellas, let me ask you a question.
Sir. Okay.
Let's say, all right, I'm a battle rapper, right? Y'all are my boys, Timbo and Cass. And I battle the transgender. And I'm the way I sound like a man, manly and shit.
Listen,
I lose the battle.
Yeah.
Does that fuck up my career?
See, this is something totally different right here. Hold on. I just found out somebody on Twitter, I'm going to answer your question. Shout out to Big Herb. He said that Danny Myers said No Shame is married to a woman. He's married to a woman? And he's,
I don't know. When he come on the show, we'll ask, though.
So he's not even gay?
I'm not going to touch that until they
yeah,
that person.
I didn't know. Okay, yeah, we're going
to say that, though.
On the show. I didn't know that until just now. Shout out to Big Herb. But you said if you lose to a transgender, would that ruin your career?
Right. I'm a battle rapper. Would y'all look at me funny that I lost to a transgender, and would that fuck up my career?
I wouldn't look at you funny. I know if we battled, I'd roast the fuck out of you, though. I would use that shit to my advantage. Yes, the fuck I will.
What about you, Timbo? Timbo?
Yeah, I'm here. My fault. I think it would hurt your career. I do, personally. I mean, if I'm your boy, yeah, I'm not going to, you know.
I don't think a league is going to not book him because he lost.
But
amongst my peers, though, I'm going to get clowned. Let's be real.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll get clowned. I mean,
like,
hell, niggas get clowned when they get body bagged.
Right, but
if
three of us are battle rappers and I'm the one that lost, y'all probably not going to battle me. Or if y'all battle me, I'm going to get roasted with that all the time.
You definitely are.
Man, roasted. Real talk.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Got a couple more callers. Our lines are going crazy right now. Let's do 215-240. Are you on?
Yeah.
Oh. Peace.
What's going on?
Yo, what's up with y'all?
Peace, brother.
What's up?
Oh, we got the guest trying to call in right now.
Oh, yeah?
Who, this
Neef? Yeah, this
Neef. Neef, what's poppin', my G?
What's up, Letterman?
What it do, son?
I'm gonna keep it quick.
Ask your question, bro.
Like, you know, going back to the queen of the ring, you know what I mean? Like, we got females who dress up like dudes, look like dudes, you know what I mean? I don't see people saying nothing about that. Then you got niggas like they like pulling his dick out, getting butt naked, wiping nut juice on people, like all this faggot shit going around in battle rap, and people don't want to accept the tranny, you know what I mean? And I think it's corny that niggas don't want to accept. Now, I never seen the tranny battle, so
right.
I don't know if the nigga got bars or not, but a lot of male battle rappers, if he do got bars, he nice. A lot of male battle rappers, I don't think are battling because it'll definitely fuck up their careers. Because the fans like, damn, nigga, you lost to a tranny, you know what I mean? But
right.
I think the tranny should be allowed to battle rap, man. I mean, like I said, we got chicks over there dressing like dudes. Some of them look like dudes. They like putting his dick out. All this faggot fuckery shit going on in battle rap. So why not let the tranny just battle, man? That's all I had to say, man. All
right, Nick. Good looking on the call, my dude.
Appreciate it, Nick. All
right. Salute.
All right. 347-925.
Let's see. That's not on here, bro.
Why? Hold on, bro. All right, put in 703-595.
Shit, crazy, boy. There's one person that said they battled that they believe the transgender should be in the battle world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He says... He says 703.
Yeah.
We don't have a 703 on right now. They calling from
y'all niggas out there. Press one. Queen Flip. Press one. Kayvon. Press one.
There you go.
No. Shit, crazy though.
Yeah, man.
Did you find one of them?
It's a real touchy subject. Let's see, 703.
Where niggas at?
They're trying to call in. Oh, 347-755. Nah, never mind.
Oh.
347-925 is Queen Flip, man.
347-925.
That's good.
We have a ton of callers.
I'm pretty sure it's subject that, you know.
Yo, Caps, are not on, man.
It said the show was good. It's full, that's why. The room is
take another caller, then we get them off. You know what I'm saying? Take one call, I guess, and then they'll come on.
Damn. Tell them to keep. Oh, man. All right. Let's take another call. We got a.
Hey, man, some of y'all hang up. Fuck all that. Five people hang up real quick.
All right, tell him to call in.
Instead of calling in the meantime, before you call in, though.
All right. Let's go 657-215. Are you on? 657-215. Tell you what, those that do not answer are getting cut off. There you go.
We can't keep the rest away. We got to do it like that.
I'm saying. Okay. Hold on. Man. Apologize to everybody out there, man. It's crazy.
Wow.
Man.
What's good? Clip, Flip?
Oh, Flip. Oh, 703. All right.
Yo.
We got 703-595.
Yo.
Peace. Who
is?
What's going on?
Kayvon? Yeah, it's Kayvon. What's poppin'?
Kayvon, what's good?
Yeah.
See, better man. What's poppin', my G?
What up?
You ready?
You got your pair to talk about your card coming up.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy, you know what I'm saying? Bad Ice T-Rex, you know what I'm saying? The grudge match, they're going to keep it 1,000% business, you know what I'm saying? They're going to get gully for the people and all that. Official in Daylight. I'm excited to see that because I was fucking with them when nobody was fucking with them, so... To see them come up in them bars, you know what I'm saying? I look at Official. I don't even look at her as a female battling a dude. She gonna go hammy, and Daylight got crazy bars, so we don't know what he gonna bring. And Official versus Miami. Miami set it off at the Queen of the Ring. I was really impressed. She said she had something for official. Oh. Everybody sleeping on her. So, you know what I mean? My nigga Blackbeard and your boy Clit, you know what I'm saying? They up and coming. We got to
right.
You know what I'm saying? We go hard. And I fuck with both of them. That's going to be – I'm looking forward to that one too. So, it's going
to
be
hey,
all
yo, right. We need five callers to hang up and listen to the link because Queen Flip can't get through. It keeps saying the show is full. That's what the holdup is right now. Every time he calls, he can't get through because it keeps saying. When it says the show is full, you can't listen at all. So that's what
the
problem
is. If they
want to
listen,
right
they could, they, if they want to just listen, they could go on online because I was listening online for a little bit, you know what I'm saying, on the internet, on the laptop.
Yeah, some of y'all go listen online so we can get the guests on, please.
Blog Talk Radio, AngryFansRadio.com. Let's go. So, yo, son, you Kayvon.
What up?
You not concerned about official battling twice in one day, though?
I was how many is it supposed to be? Nah, I was, because I was like, yo, you know, you don't want to overexert yourself.
Right.
And I believe in you, but I'm just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You got to have those bars for two different individuals, and you got to get in your bag, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And then you just had C3 on top of that.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So, but she was like, "Yo, I'm ready. Okay, I could do it. I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna buy it." I'm like, "Word,
damn.
All right." Because my whole thing is, especially with you know what I'm saying, the way shit be shaky. I be asking to hear niggas bars prior to like, hey,
yo,
let me hear a couple.
Okay, hold on. My bad. One second. Queens, are you on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo.
Flip. Yo, what up, nigga?
Yo, what up, man?
What's going on? The Angry Fan. What's good, man?
Yo, listen, man. I'm about to turn up, man. Let my man Kayvon finish talking. hey, yo, tell that nigga Timbo to fix the title, nigga. Queens Flip calling in, nigga. Duh, I don't see my name on there. Tell that nigga fix the title. Hey, Timbo, I'm from Queens, nigga.
Hey, my bad.
I turn this shit up right now, nigga. Queens doesn't
waste any time, man. I'm already getting
nah, Flip don't waste no right, fucking time,
man. Let my man Kayvon talk, and I'm going to turn up, man. Let me know you're ready.
Early.
All right.
Yeah, Kay.
Nah. We was talking about official battling twice in one day.
Right.
Fuck all that, K. Turn up, K. Turn up.
you want to get straight to the shit.
Let's get straight to it. What getting niggas balls to listen, let me tell you something, man. Go ahead, K. Let's get straight to the point, man. Like, you know, first of all, I want to start off by saying good evening to Sonny. Second of all, I'm from fucking Queens, nigga. That's where I'm from. Number one.
Damn, nigga, Harlem and the BX. Fuck it.
Shout to y'all niggas too, but I'm from Queens. So, I said that to say this. You know, there was a lot of discrepancies going on today, a lot of misunderstandings. It wasn't really misunderstandings, but, you know what I'm saying? You know, I need to know, you know, where niggas' minds is at when it comes to certain things. You know, that's what I want to know right now.
Okay.
As far as the homeboy, no shame and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? No shame. You know,
Flip.
What up?
Hey, touch on something real quick. They was asking. They wanted to confirm. They heard that he was married and all that. If you want to confirm that or not?
Yeah. He married with a family.
Oh.
Okay.
He's married with a family. I mean, with this situation, I mean, no shame. You know, when he calls in, you know, he's going to have to explain,
right.
You know, to the severity of his situation. But, you know, he's married with a family and shit. And, you know, I mean, I can't really comment on that. I mean, I really don't know that man's life. I asked him straight up today when I spoke to him, like, listen, what the fuck are you doing? He like, man, I didn't like the way I – all right, cool. You don't like the way – you didn't like the way – whatever. You don't like the way you look? I can't get in that much detail. I'm from Queens, nigga. We can't get in that much detail. Queens niggas don't go that far. I mean, that's why when he calls in, y'all going to be able to speak to him. But
right.
I call the show – got my man 3-Letter, man. I got Timbo who fucking up the title of the show. And I got Andrew Fan. I got my man Cable. I called up. I'm all fucking talking my shit now. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I heard niggas have I heard niggas on the G-Check Queens flip. You know what I'm saying? I really don't fuck with a lot of niggas. I don't fuck with a lot of niggas. I make it out there. I don't fuck with a lot of people. I don't want to be these niggas' friends. I don't want to be these niggas' associates. I don't want to meet these niggas. I don't want to shake these niggas' hands. I don't want to say hello. I don't want to talk. So now I want to know what is the problem. So that's what I'm waiting to hear. So my man came on to the building, quiet room general manager. You know, I heard he was the boss today and shit. So I'm going to let the boss take over until I'm needed, man. But I'm about to turn up. I'm ready.
Oh man!
Like I said, we need. I don't niggas need a water break. The homie should have done the line already. Every nigga has something to say, man. You know what I'm saying? I need to know what's up. I want to know what's up. This is what men do. We just doing it on a broad audience, man. We don't go on the internet. I need to hear from myself. I need to hear from myself. You know what's the discrepancies or what's the problem or what tickles niggas' fantasies. That niggas got the goals to hit Queens flip up on Twitter. And you know what I'm saying? I just need to know what's going on. Because I'm from Queens.
Who are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about, man. I'm calling niggas here until they get online. Tell them to get on the line, man. Get on the line.
Chris B. You talking about Chris.
Hold on. All right. Hit Chris somebody up and tell him to call in, man. I texted him again. So he said he wanted to call in before.
Good. I need him to call in. I gotta hear what you know what I'm saying. I really don't know who he is, so I don't call niggas by their names unless I know who they are. I never had a conversation with him before. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to him or his movement. I just need to know, like, you know, I heard that I wait till he get on. Let me know if he say he can call in, then I get into the situation. I want him to be on, you know, the young man to be on, because I really don't know who that young man is. So you know, when he's on, I speak my piece. I gotta hear what he has to say, cause I'm confused. To, you know, I don't know none of these niggas, man. Hey, yo, Timbo, I don't know none of these niggas, Timbo. I never talked to that man in my life, my nigga. I'm not even blue. I don't know what's going on today, man. Just turn up, day nigga. I don't understand. Like, I don't know what the fuck going on. Niggas is just turned up.
You know what I don't like, Flip? Here's the thing: what I don't like about this social media. Fucks up a lot of things for niggas because a lot of times niggas, you know, instead of trying to reach out to a nigga, a DM, be like, yo, follow me back so we can talk like grown men over the phone. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You could avoid the bullshit if niggas just get on the horn and be like, yo, son, what's the problem? Do we have a situation? You know what I'm saying? Do we have a situation? And then take it from there. You know what I mean?
Niggas, yo, listen, man, where that nigga at, man? I'm gonna call that nigga Mr. UB. I just need to hear my nigga Mr. UB need to say to me, man, or say about the situation, because I'm gonna tell you something right now. I mean, Angry Fan Radio deserves this. Angry Fan been supporting Queens from day one. Angry Fan Radio deserves this. Cause from three letters, Timbo, you really don't know me, but Kayvon, Angry Fan, and Timbo, that's from AR. Down to smack. No, I don't give a fuck. I don't communicate with nobody. I keep it like that intentionally. So right. I want to know if niggas got some extra sex yesterday, if niggas got head from a stripper. I want to know if niggas you approaching me, I want to know what's up. I got to hear it. I got to hear what's up. Gotta hear what's up. The nigga got something to say. I gotta hear what he gotta say. I'm confused where it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? I heard a nigga say in the choir room was whack. That shit all threw me off guard. I don't know what's going on.
You said it was whack?
Yeah, that's what the nigga said. The nigga said, yo, you know what I mean? The choir room is, you know what I'm saying, is on the verge of whackness, man. They said, yo, I was on hold, got hung up on calling the 214 number. That's the No Shame nigga. We go tell that nigga, hey, yo, No Shame, you hear me, man? You got to hold on, man. We go put you in pause. But we got to be careful what we say to you. We got some listeners.
Flip, let me ask you a question. Real quick. It's three letter man. What do you say to the people that says, and it's being real with you, I'm a fan of this shit, that a battle of a Head Ice and T-Rex of that magnitude should have a large crowd surrounding them. What do you say to that?
Well, to you, I tell you, my nigga, man, you bugging out. You nigga, I'm turning up. Now, to other niggas, I be like, you know me, I, you know, and niggas not gonna like me, man. But you know, I am the way I am for a reason. I really don't, you know, I mean, I salute the battle rap fans, and I don't portray anything. I don't portray to be something that I'm not. You understand? Mm. I know I'm straying off. I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck what somebody say. T-Rex and Head Ice told me, yo, listen, man, they got actual drama. Now, as far as in the crowd, I mean, as far as being the crowd, I can agree with that because, you know, the intensity would be crazy as far as, like, one side of the room versus the other side of the room. I can see that picture. But as far as, like, you got to remember how I see it is that when the two-step in the room, when the replay value is going to be replay value. The first time you watch it, you're going to watch and make sure nothing happened. So now if they have a discrepancy in the beginning, you're going to rewind it and keep watching. Like, what the hell? Or try to bring it back. So all my friends remember the choir room. What are you doing to seeing two niggas in the room?
Right.
The second one, now you're going to hit for the bars. Like, it's going to be replay value. I mean, it does deserve to be in a bigger crowd. I agree, because due to the magnitude. But I'm from fucking Queens, nigga. We do what we want. I am the crowd, nigga.
Ayo, but nah, Flip, don't forget to mention, like you were saying, like, with them niggas really having, like, real problems in the street, you know what I'm saying? To have that in a building, you know how niggas get, you know what I'm saying? Going
after the
man and all that. That shit, it'll turn up. Now, in here, it's isolated. They respect us heavy, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot more controllable, you know what I mean? Like, them niggas like, yo, we fuck with y'all, we gonna do it for y'all, and they with it. You know what I'm saying? I wanted them to do three. Ice is like, yo, the reason he don't want to go and do three is because it's Harlem. You know what I'm saying? It's not about to be Harlem bad. You know what I'm saying? He said, I get at the nigga for one. You know what I'm saying? But y'all not going to make a, you know, I don't want it to be a come up of Harlem niggas going at each other. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of niggas from Harlem. So he like, you get the one and done. Niggas want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Get that shit up their chest. You know what I'm saying? Like a little family fight. And that's that, you know what I'm saying? So
that's another reason why. It's so real, my nigga. You know, when we was doing the contract, I had to put the nigga Ice couldn't talk about the nigga Rex's son, and Rex couldn't talk about Ice's mother, nigga. That's how real contracts, nigga.
Damn.
And they both told me if this go down, something might happen. And they mans told me that too when I was there.
We're not expecting none of that.
Imagine that got to be in your contract. That's in their contract. They can't do that. So the respect level is there. I mean, these guys just want to just get it over with. I mean, especially Rex. You know, Rex just lost Q-Dot, so he going there really confused. And you know, I don't think he could have been at the mind capacity to do three rounds.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, how much niggas gonna be on this phone, man? Hey, yo, man. Yo, what's up, Angry Fan? Talk to me, man.
Damn, you ain't gonna say your predictions for that shit. I was gonna ask you what your predictions was.
Oh, what, Quiet Room?
Yeah.
My prediction's being great, nigga.
I got it. Good answer. Yeah, that was a good answer right there.
That was a good answer for real.
Listen, I'm Jesus' godson.
Where this funny ass nigga go?
I was sent down here in real life, nigga, for real. I was born in the bushes. I was born down the bushes. Daylight, nigga.
So this nigga
I was born for daylight. I was born down the block for daylight. Niggas is mad at daylight coming at Debo. I never saw shit like that. You coming at Debo. Debo trying to put on for the ladies. Niggas twisting their mouth at a man like Debo. He trying to put on for the ladies. You got a problem with that man. I understand what the problem is. You know, the point of throwing a battle rap event, this is the point. You see, niggas is missing the point. Nobody's putting up the money to. If a nigga say, yo, you know, I'm a fan, Flip, I'm going to send $1,000 towards this motherfucker to book him. Now, once you book him, please let the event go a certain way because I put my money in there and I invest it, then I will understand. Nobody putting up no money, but they got a nigga they mad at a nigga for putting up money, trying to put on for the ladies, also trying to bring different views to the league, and also trying to, you know, sell tickets. Nigga put out anybody from a sponsor that puts out a certain amount of money has to make their ROI, return on investment. The only ill nigga that put money out that don't give a fuck is ARP. And we don't know what the fuck that nigga do. He's like a genie out here, nigga. He's like a ladder. He's the only stupid nigga that like that. AR people like 7,000 and I just walk away. Well, it's like, what the fuck you mean? AR, I don't know what that nigga do, son. Word. So that's why, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas twisting their mouth at Debo. And I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with that man, man. I don't know what's up with him. He cool, man. I'm very disappointed in that nigga, man. That nigga hurt my heart today, man. That's your man right there, AG. That's your man, man.
Nah, I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I want to hear what he got to say, to be honest with you, too. Because my phone was, if I was at work, when I turned back on, I seen y'all was going back and forth on Twitter and shit about it.
Hey, you know, we over here, we are arguing. Shout out to the homies like Nice Just that held me down today, and all them niggas that was holding me down, man. Nigga Nice Just and all other niggas, man, that was holding me down, that was just turned up and you know, holding the Kid Queen foot down, man. I mean, I was confused to where the shenanigans was partaking. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where it came from. You know, I'm from Queens. That's my response to everything. You know, I got no problem.
That's the game, yo.
I got no problem with anybody. I'm here to make history. I don't know, but you got to really ask that man, because I can't speak to him. Like, why would you bother that nigga? Like, why are you bothering Queens? I mean, he can say what he wants to, because he is a blogger, and he does, you know, he is speaking for a certain genre of battle rap, which is cool. He can say that, but, nigga, like, I'm saying, like, me, like, what are you fucking with me for? I don't, like, you adding me too with aggression too, nigga. Like, let me see.
Yeah, that's like, that was the surprising part in all reality, was like, really that part and shit.
That nigga got some pussy last night. He like, man, I'm turned up, fuck it. He turned on some Soulja Boy, and what's that nigga name, Roscoe Dash? And he said, y'all turned up today. Had to be, my nigga. I never had a conversation with that man today. The only time I had a conversation with him was, like I told you earlier, was, the situation with Angry Fish. Shout out to the homie Quincy and all that, the nigga Q. I call the nigga Q. You know, he cool. I mean, I asked a question in the group, and I understand, you know what I'm saying, it's his group. That was a long time ago. Like, you know, I don't want niggas talking about nonsense in my group. And he had said that, I asked a question, like, why you have beef with the nigga Angry Fish? Like, what does this stem from? You know, why, where does it stem from? And he being who he is, saying that, you know, he said that, yo, I don't want nobody, you know, like, he got mad, like, come on, man, or some shit he wrote, and if you had a problem, you could call my phone. You know, why you keep talking about this shit? Nigga, I done lost my mind. I said, call your phone, nigga. I'm not calling. I don't know you, nigga, to call you. So once he said that, I said, all right, cool. You can't argue with niggas on the internet. I said, all right, man, you know, call his phone. Why am I calling his phone for? I don't know him. How am I calling your phone? I don't know you. To ask you about another man, I just want to know in a group, because that's where I saw it from. I want to know, other people's perspective of where this problem is from. So from then, I just been like, oh, all right, it's key cool, man. You know, God bless him, like that. But then today, you know what I'm saying, because somebody called me, like, yo, the nigga Chris Unbiased, I'm going to call the nigga UB. The nigga UB, you know what I'm saying? The nigga UB, he said, yo, I'm just mad the whack nigga Queens is trying to book No Shame. I'm like, he kicked me out the group because my sister said, yo, you kicked out that group. She got an app. And she said, yo, you kicked out the group. Or what? I don't know how she found him. She said, yo, you kicked out the group. I said, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? The nigga Quincy wrote, like, yo, word, you kicked out the group. He was lost. So, okay, I know where it's coming from, because once he said he ain't do it, he showed me love heavy. So, I don't know. So, you know what I mean? God bless.
Yo.
Some people. Yeah.
Yo, Queen, I think we got Chris on right now. 1 second.
Let's get it.
All right. 404.
On your Angry Fan Radio.
Hello?
Oh, my
God. Oh, what's up?
Hey, brother.
Chris.
This Chris Unbiased?
404.
Bro, yo, speak up, brother.
Yo, they hung up.
Man, what the fuck?
They just
hung
up. Man.
Hey, yo.
Yo, I know he's not going to no-show, because he said he's going to call at 8:30.
No, he's not going to do that. He's not a no-show type nigga. He representing the culture, man. You know, he representing the culture, nigga. He part of Battle Rap Police, nigga. You got to respect him.
Oh, shit.
Okay? You got to respect that man. He's not going to do that. I'm just trying to tell you. You know, the nigga got to, I just need to know what's up. My man came on the line. He want to know what's up. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, and niggas turned up, want to speak to the bosses. Now the bosses is here.
I mean, my whole issue with the whole shit is, first off, I'm not from this era with this social media shit, with the beef, you know what I'm saying? To me, anything you say in text, writing, phone, letter, mail, that shit, it means the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It transfers over.
Right.
So when I heard, you know what I'm saying, because I didn't see the shit. All I heard was the nigga was coming at Choir Room. That's a no-no for me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know what I'm saying, that's what I'm repping. So all of that goes along with that. So now I want to approach you. I want to talk to you in person. Fuck this Twitter shit. What you doing to at nigga so everybody can see you. Nah, that's not me. You know what I'm saying? So I try to keep it professional. Like I told Three Letter, you know what I'm saying? I'm a nigga from the streets trying to, you know what I'm saying, keep it business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't, you know what I'm saying, nigga pulled me out of character. So I wanted to know what was up. Like what's the problem with the transgender shit? You know what I'm saying? I came in on the back end of the transgender shit, but if my man Flip put it out there on the Choir Room, then that's what we running with. Once we chop it up, yeah, this makes sense, we going to fuck with it. Then we had another conversation outside of that, really talking about how we feel about a transgender, you know what I'm saying, really being in battle rap and all that. And I had a couple things, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, growing up, I grew up in the hood, in the streets and all that shit. It wasn't with the gay shit or any dudes that was feminine. But I'm a grown-ass man. I got kids running around, you know what I'm saying? They looking up to me. It's a whole different aspect. And how battle rap started, I used to battle rap way back in the day. We're not going to get into that. But how it is, battle rap is the purest culture because we looking at the talent. No one is looking at the package of the talent. You know what I'm saying? It helps, but we're looking at the talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was talking to ALP and Flip early, I was like, yo, it was like with Official. I don't look at Official as a female battle rapper. When I seen her, I'm like, yo, this nigga's Official would kill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we was trying to get her booked for battles, like months in advance, niggas was like, nah, I got a right for her. Like, nah, I can't, no, I'm not taking that. I'm like, word? Like, niggas was, like, really ducking. You know what I'm saying? So she like, yo, that's how it is. So that's how I looked at it. Now with the transgender joint, I didn't know much about him till today. You know what I'm saying? I went and I watched his battle. You know, so I said, let me see what's popping and all that before I be a hypocrite. Like, oh, nah, you know, I say, yeah, and then he come in the room and he start wilding. I told Flip earlier, I went and I watched him. You know what I'm saying? Me and wifey whipping it. We in the truck and we watched the battle. She not heavy into it like that. So she watches. She like, yo, the nigga nice. He went off. He killed the other dude. You know what I'm saying? She don't know nothing about it. So that the fact that he actually has the talent, because I told AO, I say, yo, I deadass would stand behind. Well, I'm sorry. I support him in the Choir Room if he has talent. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to just book him, oh, because he transgender.
Nah, you can curse on the show, my nigga.
No. I'm just saying. But, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to do that. You know what I mean? The nigga got talent. You know what I'm saying? He working with something. You know what I mean? Maybe in the future. Who knows, you know what I'm saying, where to take us. But I told Flip, I said, yo, when niggas was battle rapping, I was on the street shit. So to see these other cats come in, you know what I'm saying, for lack of a better term, nerds and these corny other cats coming in battle rapping that you walk past and wouldn't even know they battle rappers, that's how we was looking at them, but then we started embracing it because it's a pure culture of straight talent and where you come from. I said, now, if your man come in there and start talking about doing all kind of sexual stuff and all that, I would have a problem with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had an issue with Uno Lavos going at Bonnie Godiva. You know what I'm saying? It was for battle rap. I'm in the crowd. I'm like, yo, I said I was going down on Uno right now. I said, if I was on stage, I'd have ran down on him. Niggas would have had to be like, yo, K, chill, be his battle rap. I'd have been like, oh, yeah, you right.
You know
what I'm saying? I got daughters and all that. So certain shit, I was like, damn, why your man going like that? But I'm like, all right, for the love of battle rap. So y'all was like, what if the transgender dude do that? How would I be able to take that? I said, I don't know. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, that's his gift. So, but when I watched him, I told Flip, I said, in relation to battle rap, when rap was out, what white rapper did we really, really respect? You know what I'm saying? It was very few that we respected before Eminem. Fuck out of here. White dude rapping? You already dismissed it. Eminem came in. He wasn't trying to be black, like, oh, I should be able to say nigga, and I should be able to do this and that. He came in with his talent, and he aired it out. And everybody respected him for that. Like, dang, he came in, you know what I'm saying? Dre took that chance, and he aired it out. Now, dude, when I watched him, I was looking for, was he going to do all that, you know, supposed funny shit, you know what I'm saying, talk about some weirdo shit. That man killed him with bars.
balls, you know what I'm saying? And I won't say just balls because balls and everything, but his performance and delivery, he looked a little shaky, but his performance and delivery of what he was saying, I'm like, damn, like, if you close your eyes, you know what I'm saying? He still won. So,
my foot will cut you off. My main thing with that is that, of course, okay, everybody was like, yo, flip. First of all, I don't fuck how anybody feels. Like, I do what I want. Anybody who sees me tweet, anybody who hear me speak, know that it takes a lot of balls to do what I do. To even go up to these niggas and call a bird ass niggas, you know, I risk a lot of chance. Niggas running down on me in the street, you bitch ass nigga, I want my family. Niggas don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? I had to turn them a couple of times, but we don't need to talk about that. But my main thing I'm saying is that nigga not going to force me to persuade. If a nigga got bars up watching, I mean, they have points like your queen flip. We feel you doing this for publicity stunt. All right, fine, nigga. You feel that way? I don't give a fuck. Probably not, motherfucker. But who are you to fucking try to turn the light on that, nigga? Who cares? I don't understand how this affects a nigga from going to sleep. A nigga's a transsexual. All right, cool. What the fuck are you so in tune? Why is your brain hurt so much? That's that nigga problem. You know what I'm saying? I said he might get a quiet room battle. Might. You know what I'm saying? I said, yo, I was hyping it. Anybody who know me, I was hyping it. I was talking. Because nobody's going to battle a trans. Nobody's worthy. Because a transgender, in order to get a quiet room, you have to go up a level. So nobody's worthy. And I told him that when I spoke to him, it was going to try to step in the ring with him. Because they're going to feel uncomfortable. Nobody's going to be like, you know, and it's not going to be Queen of Ring. I want to do a Queen of Ring girl because that's Debo. If Debo would have, that's what Debo to take a chance. But nobody's going to step in a quiet room. I was just, when I said I'm going to give him a quiet room battle, because a lot of niggas hit me up every day, hundreds of niggas. And I'm just saying that, you know, I be flipping on them. And I'm just trying to tell, I see everybody was mobbing on the desk, on a tranny, fuck out of here. I was like, you know, fuck all that. I'm going to give a nigga a quiet room battle, basically saying that, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, yo, we got No Shame calling in right now. No Shame, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
4952. What's going on?
Nothing. Just want to know.
No Shame, what up, man? Yo, it's Queen Flip. Listen, man. Hey, yo,
what's
man.
Going on, Queen Flip?
Man, you got to just talk this Angry Fan Radio. And I'm saying, I'm going to leave it to the host to tell you. I'm going to leave it to the three hosts to tell you. I'm going to say, man, you know what I'm saying? Let the niggas, not niggas. Because you can't say that word. But let's
not motherfuckers. Yeah, got
it. Oh, let's man. Know how you feel, man. These guys are not. This is not. This they're not here to. We also got the general manager of the Quiet Room, Kayvon, on the phone. But we're not here to bash you. We're not here to at you, man.
What y'all want to know?
Hold on, real quick. This Kayvon. You know what I'm saying? Hey, No Shame. I watched the battle. I fuck with what you was doing, you know what I'm saying, and I respect you for that. I want to ask you, what made you take the battle serious? You know what I'm saying? You knew the odds was not, you know what I'm saying, that everybody was basically, you know what I'm saying, looking at you kind of crazy, oh, shit, transgender, yada, yada. What made you say, yo, I really do this shit for, but what, just tell me that part. What made you not?
You just answered this. You just answered this, huh? Because I really do this shit. That's what, like, I ain't, all right. I didn't even want to do this after that transition. To me, I was done with, like, battle rap. I was freestyling before Eminem was even out. Like, I've been doing this shit. For me, it ain't nothing. Like, I expected this. I got this shit when I first came around. Like, shut up, Vanilla. Like, I know this shit. So, to me, this ain't nothing new. So, ain't nobody gonna, if I come to you on my sissy voice, and every day I talk like that. So, I dress like a woman, I talk like a woman. But if I come at y'all like that, y'all gonna tell me to shut the fuck up, right? So, I mean, I just come out there, I do what I've always done, son, and that's kill motherfuckers. I've always done it. It's not new, and I just didn't. I have friends who's like, dude, you fucking up. You miss an opportunity for a whole community of people because you too scared to get up on stage. So I said, fuck it, and here I am. So, when I blame anybody, blame head crack. Bodega Brothers, Ricky Smiley Morning Show, blame that motherfucker. He's the one that talked me into it.
Wow. No Shame. No Shame. This is Three Letter Man. I got to say, I watched the battle with you and Dude and shit. And, yo, you got it. I mean, obviously, you know you're coming into the culture now. That first attack, they're going to attack you about how your physical being looks. I got to say, you got to have thick skin to take that shit. And you seem to have that when I watched the battle with you and Homeboy.
I mean, it is what it is, dude. I mean, I ain't gonna, You know, I expect everything that I've gotten. And I ain't surprised. I ain't, y'all see me, like, flipping out on anybody's blog or, like,
right.
yelling or screaming at anybody. Like, you don't see me, like, trying to take on every single fight, dude. All I can do, and Queen Swivel tell you this, man, like, I wasn't even really feeling like tonight. Like, it's like, why do I need to argue? But he's like, defend your position, market yourself, get yourself out there. So, I mean, to me, like, I don't feel it necessary to, like, stand up and argue from my position. Y'all see my bars. If it ain't bars, then nobody would have fucked with me. I never would have got that second chance. And trust me, OV, he was on the line the whole time about posting this battle. And it wasn't me he was worried about. It was Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Mm.
So, I mean, man. What y'all want me to do? You want to get a rap? Because I got some talent. Y'all can't say I don't. So, you want me to put a mask on, come on stage? I'll do that. Tell you what. From now on, I'm the mask rapper. Not the training rapper. The mask rapper. And then I come off stage and ain't nobody got questions.
Mm.
No, I was going to say what he was saying, because he said the part about, you know what I'm saying, niggas, they was calling him vanilla, like, you know what I'm saying? So he already dealt with that and still chose.
Right.
That's why I just respected him more, because I really didn't know. I said, let me check this shit out. AR sent me the link and all. I said, let me check before I start speaking heavy into it. Let me see what his character is. And I was like, damn, I really didn't have no objection, because he was coming with straight talent. He wasn't trying to. You know, it didn't appear to be anything else outside of that. You know what I mean? So I had to respect it. You know what I mean? So it's going to be whether or not everybody else accepts it.
No shame. This is Timbo. I got a question for you. Do you feel it's actually in your advantage because you kind of you know going into a battle they're gonna talk about it?
Right, so what I mean, in a way, don't get me wrong, because any publicity is good publicity. Right.
Yeah.
My view's not gonna. I mean, my battle not gonna get 17,000 views if it's not a good thing. But look at what it got me, dude. Death threat. People telling me I ain't real. Like, I mean, I paid a price for it. Both my battles, I had to get my first battle. I had to go to Utah, son, just to get it. I had to go to Mormon ass Utah, 80% Mormon, whatever the fuck it is. I had to go there to get a fucking battle because nobody wanna fuck with me. Right. So then I go there. I proved myself. OD's like, nah, I still really don't. But one of the guy who books Vegas battle is like, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. He kind of went over the head. OD had a little bit, but OD's like, you know what? If that's what you want to do, we're going to do it. And I put it to A-Hat because nobody else has the balls to do an A-Hat.
No shame. Yeah. No shame. This is 3-Letter Man again. Do you think people are going to be reluctant to battle you?
Well, I mean, really, man, I hope some shit like this helps people realize, man, I ain't on no, like, and I ain't trying to discriminate any part of my community, but I ain't on no gay shit like people think I'm on. You know what I'm saying? I do have a wife. I do have a family. I get up every day. I go to fucking work. I do my job. I come home. I've been doing this shit since the fucking 1990s. What part of hip-hop don't I belong to? I am hip-hop. I'm everything about hip-hop. And I've always been. I remember when I didn't rap. My friend told me I was like 7 years old. You can't rap because you don't know how to move your hands. I picked up on it. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know what motherfuckers want from me. You know, they say you need to be real in hip-hop. Tell me who's realer than me in hip-hop. Right now. Who do you know every deep, dark fucking secret about? Me. That's it. I'm the only one to air that shit out like that. My own shit. Air it out for everybody. Who does that? And I don't mean like be disrespectful to the game and us, but who's realer than that? Just tell me.
Who's your next battle? It's 3-Letter Man again. Who's your next battle?
My only confirmed battle right now is with Shy Dog in July.
You're not battling Daylight?
Hey, as far as I know, like, he talked to y'all. He hit me up I seen the shit on Twitter. I got a message in my box that we 98% confirmed.
Wow.
And then I don't hear that. I mean, it's Daylight, man. This might be a battle. It might not be a battle. Hell, where is he going to get it? Ahab's the only place going to take the battle, first of all. Except maybe the Quiet Room, but he could have battled me in the Quiet Room. He turned that down. So Daylight's up to something. I can't speak for the man, and no one can speak for Daylight.
This is Daylight we're talking about here.
And y'all talking about, and people talking about, I'm a circus. Motherfucker. I am not the circus. I'm sitting here on my couch thinking I might do 5-6 tonight. That would be dope, man. And then I'm sitting there at almost like 9,000. I'm like, damn, that's That's fucking crazy. Then next thing I know, is they like talking about me on the show, and then my Twitter's blowing up, and everything. Motherfucker, the ringmaster is Daylight. I am Daylight's fault. I am his creation. I am his gimmick. He continues to fuel the fire. And if y'all don't want me here, man, this motherfucker is the reason I've already gotten to the point I am. Believe me. Trust me. He was at the event I was at. If he wanted to stall me out or do whatever he wanted to do, he could have done it. This motherfucker has a purpose for me. He's doing, you know how he is. This motherfucker has a plan. I know he has a plan. And I'm a pawn of the swamp, man. I'm just doing my shit.
I'm going to keep it real with you.
No shame, no shame. No shame. This angry fan right here, no shame. Are you trying to, you see yourself on the URL stage or stage, king of the dot or something
belong.
Like that?
I mean, and I know I belong, son. And neither does Pat Maine. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Pat Maine, Utah, Ahab rapper. By the way, check them out because they were the first ones to fucking put me on. But anyway, Pat, they don't belong on URL stage no more than I do. If you're from Nova Scotia, Canada, you don't belong on fucking URL. And if you're wearing high heels every fucking day, you don't belong on URL. I mean, it's that.
Well, why do you say that, though? Why do you say a Canadian doesn't belong on URL stage, though? I disagree with that.
I'm personally just like, I'm just going off of what I see. And then people are like, man, if he get on there, they ain't going to accept that shit. Just like if I get up there, they ain't going to accept that shit. I mean, and that I could be wrong about that. Pat could get up there and fucking kill him. But you know how he going to go into it. He going to know he had a disadvantage. You going to tell me he wouldn't be at a disadvantage?
Yeah, with him being Canadian and all that, right? Stereotypical.
Yeah, I mean, not just Canadian, but, I mean, he's funny, dude. And URL, not funny. I mean, it's about some real shit.
Yeah.
SoCon did all right in URL, so that's what I'm saying. I kind of disagree with that. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't say nobody from the up in Canada. I'm just saying, but y'all know that there are certain people, and they could be big in hip hop,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't do well on the URL stage.
I don't know only because after I ran down on Pat Stay in Canada because I heard he was talking shit about Choir Room, but we was Gucci on that, but Pat Stay, from what I've seen, when I was out, Pat Stay a real dude, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And I think he's very genuine. He catered to his crowd, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was out there dolo. A fight popped off. Pat Stay ran over there. He got there before security on a dolo mission, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he a big dude and all that, but he's funky, you know what I'm saying? What up?
I want to touch on something you just said. He battled Math Hoffa, Head Ice, and Arsenal, and held his own.
People will say the same thing. It wasn't on the URL stage. That's all I'm saying.
I think when you come to the URL, you know what to bring. You know what I'm saying? Like when you go to King of the Dot, you know, like that's why they love DNA. They love DNA over there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And certain street battle rappers just don't cross over that well with Canada. Clips could kill it because you know what I'm saying. He fluid, so he can move in and out. You know what I'm saying? It's certainly certain cats. Mm. That can move back and forth, you know what I'm saying? You see Arsenal go anywhere, you know what I'm saying? His aggression, it's just how you cater to it, you know what I'm saying? Pat Stay, I think if he put his mind to it, you know what I'm saying? It's, when he starts spitting them bars, we'll see if it's believable. When I was out there, he was going at Disaster, and, you know, Disaster picked that L, you know what I'm saying? He was putting on for Canada for exactly what he was doing, you know what I'm saying? And that's all he's looking to do at this time anyway, you know what I'm saying? So,
that's what it is.
Yo, no shame. No shame. Do you mind if we take a couple of calls? What's that? Do you mind if we take a couple of calls? We got tons of people
man.
On yeah, I mean.
If you don't want to, it's all good. That's on you. You don't want to, you got to do that.
I mean, I ain't running from nobody enough here, so.
Nah,
man.
Nah. Nah,
I
mean, Wait till no shame.
I've explained myself to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think everybody pretty much knows my position. And all you're going to get is some people probably that they're just going to add some more fuel to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that motivate you?
I guess.
I mean, of course it does, man. I mean, you know why they, like, really mad, in my opinion? It's because I am now the most hated motherfucking battle rap.
You got a point. I agree with you, though. I agree.
So if some of y'all would just, like, chill, and
right.
it would probably hurt my fucking career. You know what I mean? Because then I wouldn't have Davis talking about me. I wouldn't have all these motherfuckers talking about me. Like, you know, someone had to do it. Somebody had to do it, and who the fuck am I to do it? It had to be someone who had already done it. And the only person I know is me. If some little, like, there's a dude right now, he's like, he's gay, and he's an A-Hat Next rapper from San Diego. This dude got a mouth, and he's cool. I like him. But if a real dude step up to him, start running talking about, you know, gay dude this, all this, and starts talking nonsense to him, this is the type of dude to jaw off. And then next thing you know, he going to get clean the fuck out. If I get stepped to like that, I know what to do. I know how to handle myself. I'm a little older. So this kid going to have a better way, better path if I do it. If he try to do it, he's going to get his fucking jaw cracked. That's just
this how I feel, though, real quick, man. You know, this is for Queen Flip, man. Look, you know, it's to each his own, man. You know what I'm saying? You see battle rap, you know, the fans I be watching. You know, I came into battle rap dissing. I don't know shit about nothing. And I came and I made my stamp. That's why when your man from UB said that I'm doing it for you, I got views, man. Views, man. I've been doing this view shit, man. So, like, I understand it could be viewed as a publicity stunt. And 9 times out of 10, in my mind, it was. But I felt that I'm not going to be down with everybody that's kicking somebody down because of their sexuality. I didn't like that. That's not my style. A nigga's not going to persuade me to kick along with them. I've never been a follower. I'm a leader. I'm not going to follow. Anything I did down from the choir room, down from battle rap exploration, there's a lot of black battle blogs.
Yeah.
Look at what Angry Fan do, different. Look at what the nigga Jay Black to my nigga, different. My nigga Angry Fan, different. Queen Foot, I sit down with rappers and tell them to their face, they bird-ass niggas, bitch-ass niggas, in they hood, nigga. That take balls. Niggas can't do what I do. You know,
yeah,
I
that's true.
My home lane. You can't intervene with my lane. My lane is my lane. You understand? And I stay in my lane. If I say, yo,
yeah.
I saw, Star said, there's a transgender battle rapper, Star. I said, okay. Star said, yo, it's hard to look at. That's what he said. It's hard to look at, but this motherfucker got bars. Star said that. I'm a firm believer. I follow Star. I said, okay, wow. I didn't even watch the battle. I went on, hey, yo, I'm giving a transgender choir room battle. Because, man, nigga, I got over 100 hits. I was just fucking with niggas. I was just actually fucking with niggas. But you know what I'm saying? But if No Shame, I'm going to go on a record right now. No Shame. If Daylight would say, yo, I want to battle No Shame, you know what I'm saying? I, you know, I can't say 9 times out of 10. Let me see, 6 out of 10, I would say, all right, Day, because I don't know what Day goes. I don't want to, you see, because that battle could be, you don't know Daylight. You know, Daylight is very sketchy. You don't want to fuck up, because when it comes to transgenders, now you're opening up a gate, and you don't want Daylight to do something to hurt him or violate and do something crazy to fuck up your potential, you know, sponsorship or potential, a lot of things that could fuck up.
Yeah.
So it's like we're just like, okay, now you guys got men verbally beating up or not verbally beating up or physically doing antics and tactics to a transgender. You know, it's like we condone abuse. So it's a very sticky situation. So I already knew that though, but I was just talking shit like, man, listen, hell yeah, nigga, I was just talking shit. So now your man, Mr. UB, I don't know what happened. I don't know I don't know if he was just, you know, I mean, because, you know, niggas be snipping, you know, them niggas be on their shit out there in the ATL, you know what I'm saying? Spooks ATL, I got some niggas out there, you know, I'm getting ready to do a quiet battle tour out there, but I don't know what happened. You know, he didn't, he broke your Twitter a long time ago. When I got the call, like, yeah, the nigga Chris called you whack. They said today on Twitter that he didn't call me whack. He said the quiet room was whack, so. You know, I'm waiting for him to call so he can explain himself, man. But as far as, like, No Shame, man, I'm not going to be amongst the mass to kick him down. That's not me. Everybody going to mob on him. I don't want nobody. We all said don't send the calls in because, you know, I'm not going to be a part of anybody. You know, it's going to be fear. It's a very, like Angry Fan said today, it's a very sticky situation. People got to understand that when you open up certain gates and we are a part of things, I don't want to be a part of bashing somebody for their sex. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be. That's why right now, if we let callers in and they mob, and now we got potential sponsorship. Timbo putting in work. You got 3-letter man. Now somebody that fuck with Timbo might say, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? That's a good show, but, man, you know, you guys are wrong for letting the callers do that. It's very sticky. Let them do that on their own time. Hit them up on Twitter. Hit No Shame. I don't want to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? So
I'll tell you on that, Queen Flip.
As soon as No Shame hang up,
you know, because no shame, you know, we're gonna have to have you hang up in a little bit because we're going to have to get to these callers. Then, you know, they can say what they want to, but I'm not going to be on the phone and they, because I can't be a part of that because that's not me. I'm not a nigga that join the crowd. Oh, yeah, we got to hang him. That's not my style, man. No shame. I got no problem with you. K-Ball, I didn't watch your battle. I don't watch battles. K-Ball told me you had balls. I did watch a little bit. I'm lying. And I saw when you pulled up, act like you were shooting a gun. Danny Myers couldn't even look your way, no shame. That nigga was looking straight. I don't know what you did to Danny Myers. Stop talking about nigga Danny.
Nah, me and Danny is cool as hell, dude. I ran my bars by Danny before we even started that, like, two weeks before I even battled.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but say one thing. Tell them what made you choose, because you say you got a wife, right? You got a family?
Yeah.
Do you have children?
Yeah.
Tell them what made you, because you're not a homosexual. You're not a homo, are you?
No, I don't. I mean, all right, so here's the explanation I give you. Like, when I see myself in the mirror, like, most motherfuckers be like, damn, I look good today. Whatever, like, whatever you do. Like, when you about to go on a date, you see yourself, you're like, damn, motherfucker, I look good. And then you walk out to me, that's kind of gay, dude. That's just how I feel. Like, I don't feel comfortable looking and seeing a dude looking me back in the mirror. I don't fuck around with what's between my legs. I don't like my shit. I sure as the hell don't want to see nobody else's. Like, I'm so far from the opposite of a gay man. It's unbelievable. Like, you know, like, people can't grasp it. Like, dude is cool, like, talk to me, whatever, but, like, I don't want to fucking look at a dude in any way, including me. When, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, I don't expect nobody to understand, but that's how I feel. It had nothing to do with I love women.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
So on Angry Fan Radio, you saying that you're not a homosexual?
Well, I mean, I like chicks, and I call myself a chick. So, if you want to classify me as gay, I'll accept that. But
I'm not
gay. I don't fuck with dudes. I don't want to see my own shit. I sure as the hell don't want to see a gay dude.
Yo, no shame. Real quick, this three-letter man. When you decided to get changing your body, how was that conversation with your wife though?
I mean, we had trouble with it. We went to counseling and shit. And to be honest, I'm just blessed to have someone who accepts me for who I am. We got married in a Southern Baptist church, son. So I mean, she could have very easily just turned around and walked away, but she loved me. She respects the sanctity of marriage. We're both, and motherfuckers are gonna start throwing shit when I say this, but we both consider ourselves Christians. Like, so, like, people just don't, like, people see something, they think they got it all fucking figured out, dude. I'm a Rubik's Cube. Just when you think you got that one piece about to fucking fit in, dog, you have to start that whole motherfucker all over again. I ain't nobody's anything. You know what I mean? Like, all I can do is get up on stage. If y'all don't want to accept me, then what the fuck can I do? Nothing. I'm going to sit around the house. If y'all want to at least listen to me and what I have to say, I'm going to be around a minute. And everybody who said, oh, unsubscribe from AHAT, fuck this clownery, they up over 300 subscribers, 400 subscribers. So that shit it ain't going to change. And you can be on the right side of history or the left side of history. It's your choice.
No shame. You can spit some bars for us?
What's that?
You can spit some bars for us?
I mean,
we always ask people to spit some bars when they come on the show.
But you want to, I'll give you throw away from Michael White. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. He from Corpus Christi. This means the body of Christ. This is why I will crucify him, make him pay man's ultimate price. In 3 days, I will breathe breath into his lung, bring back his life. Now that's a resurrection, only so I can murder him twice. Because when I'm Roman in Vegas, that's how I body Christ.
Sure it is.
Okay.
See it. If you want me, freestyle shit, I'll do that shit all day if you want me to.
Nah, what's up? Go ahead, just spit something.
Hey, my bad. I got a question. Anybody seen your man Chris? I just want to kind of get this because I don't really want to keep. You know what I mean?
He is not on.
Is it done deal? All
right.
Anybody hollered at him?
Yeah,
he ain't been responding. I told him to call at 8:30. He said okay.
Yeah, now Chris, a fisher nigga. He not He not his Ja Rule shit. Oh, no. No, he didn't. But he not on his back down shit. I swear to God, I'll pay. As soon as my man, I gotta watch what I say. As soon as the homies, No Shame, finish turning up. No Shame, we need to hear a freestyle. If Chris somebody's gonna come on, I got a song. I gotta play. You know what I'm saying? So let's go, No Shame, man. Let them hear it, man.
All right, man. Y'all. I mean, I want y'all to know it's freestyle, but like, give me something.
Anything, man. Anything you feel comfortable with.
All right, man. Check it. I'm an 8-week fan dealing with frustration. People pissed off that this Caucasian trans E is about to take over a whole nation. I'm a mind stimulation boss spitter. You can't come close. If you fucking with me, say goodbye to tomorrow because there ain't no hope. It's like Obama's gone. I'm coming strong. You want to talk about what you got, but you ain't got the heart to step up. I make you go right when you should have went left. That means you went wrong. Bitch, you don't know me. I'll kill you slowly, boldly, broad day like Coley. Call me Austin. Why'd you start this? You coming after me? Park it. You should never have even started the car. You will not get far. I'm above these bitches. I raise these bars. You want to come close to me? I spit poetry for days. I make cokeheads run out of shit to say. This is not a game. If it was, I wouldn't be here to play. So now I have to ask you, motherfuckers, who got some shit to say?
Okay.
Like I said, I've been doing this.
But I'm going to be honest with you, No Shame. I still would like you to step it up a little bit in them bars, though. Just a little bit.
Hey, that's my second battle. So, I mean,
I'm going to let everybody
you're right.
Talk shit.
Angry Fan not playing. But, yo, No Shame, we got to take these calls, man. Like, yo, we appreciate
you
calling. Hey, Angry Fan, do let him in. And come on, lead him out because it's not my job, man. I got to talk a lot of shit. So lead him out.
I got you, bro.
Absolutely. So,
No Shame. Thanks for calling in, though, man. We really appreciate that.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. I hope I have some eyes tonight. Y'all take it easy.
You all right?
Absolutely,
all right,
No Shame.
Peace.
All right, peace.
All right. Hey, hold on. Everybody on the line?
Yeah, son.
Yeah. Everybody sure? Yeah, sure y'all here?
Yeah, brother. All
right, so your man, so you tell your man Chris we here, man. Tell him don't back down. We don't play this, man. Tell that nigga what's up. Where he at?
Oh, shit.
Where he at? Hey, yo, Chris, what up, boy?
Yo.
Don't back down, nigga. I'm from Queens, nigga. That's what we do. Max down.
Oh, man.
Chris, talk to me, nigga. You want niggas attention? Sack down, nigga. We here, nigga. What's up, Chris? Fuck out of here, nigga. I'm from Queens, nigga. Get that nigga on the line, nigga. I didn't holler at that nigga. He getting me tight right now, nigga. Let some fans call in, nigga. What's up? I'm from fucking
Queens. Let's holler at the people, man. Get the people out here.
Take Chris again, bro. He need to call in. All right,
let's... All right, we're going to get some people.
This is bad.
917-335, are you on? 917-335.
You busy right now?
All right, man, well, you can just listen. All right. Let's
that
go.
Is loud.
You got the mic.
563-949.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm on the radio.
What's up, Rizal?
Hey, man, I want to say shout out to Angry Fan and all y'all for putting Dude on the radio for real.
Because
all the motherfuckers saying all that, they don't want him in the group or he can't do battle rap and all that shit. That's some fuck shit right there for real. Because I feel 90% of the Queen of the Ring is a bunch of dyke bitches, so what's wrong with a gay dude doing this shit? Even though he just said he ain't gay, but still, though. What's the difference?
How you feel about your man Chris Unbiased, man?
Hey, I hear what you said.
How you feel about your man Chris from Unbiased? How you feel about him? He's a good dude.
So Chris from Unbiased?
Yeah, how you feel about that dude?
That must be Queen Flip. Oh, no, man, he cool, man. He do his thing, too. Shout out to him, too. Shout out to you and the whole choir room, dude.
I appreciate that. God bless him. Give a special shout out to Chris Unbiased. Tell that nigga, man. Tell that nigga, he, you know what I'm saying, he represent. He got to come in and talk to me, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Don't duck and dodge, man, because a lot of people left the room when No Shame got on, man. So yeah, he was get up in here and talk.
Let's go.
I want to hear what he got to say, man.
I
want to
hear what Chris got to say too, man. Let's go. We need Chris.
Yeah, man. For real.
Yo, Chris, we know you're listening, man. Just come on.
I mean, that's the reason why I'm so quiet. That's why I'm so quiet. I've been trying to hit Chris the whole time. He ain't hitting me back and shit.
Oh, no, don't tell me he's ducking now, man. He's scared.
No, I don't think Chris can't duck. Chris represents a different type of man. He's a different type of nigga. Chris, one of them niggas. You know one of them niggas in school? I'm saying the type of nigga Chris is. Chris is an ill nigga. He one of them niggas in school, right? Remember high school? You had the tough niggas. You had the okay niggas. Chris is one of them niggas that will watch you cheat on a test, right?
This nigga here, flip, man.
Now, hold on. He'll wait till you leave the classroom, tell him to leave and stay back and tell the teacher on you. Type of nigga Chris.
Oh, come on, son.
But bird ass nigga. Nigga said never press me. Who you think he is pressing me? I want to speak to that nigga.
Hey, man. Everybody should be entitled to their opinion.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah.
You right.
Yo, man, right, 563.
All right, man. Shut up.
Appreciate it. All right. See, look, if he wasn't going to call, I wouldn't even made the blog and all that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't did all that.
Yeah.
Like you said, the reason why we promoted it like that. When you say, we're going to promote it.
Now, he going to call. He's going to call. He's not on that type of time. He's going to call. You know what I'm saying? I know he's going to call, man. He just got I just need to know, like, all I want to know is what gives him, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wrote. I don't know, my nigga. Like, I'm really lost. I just want to know what's. I never spoke to that man. I don't speak to him. I don't speak to him. I'm barely. You know. So I salute. You know. I wrote one day that I respect niggas like Angry Fan, and I respect niggas like Jay Black, and somebody put his name. I forgot because I don't watch his shit. And there's nothing against him. I just don't watch his shit. I saw something. I see the little clips were good, but I never took the time to sit down and watch something of his. There's nothing against him. I just never watched it. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? And not nothing personal. So when the nigga put his name, I said, "Oh yeah, him too. Oh yeah, yeah." Salute to the nigga Chris. The nigga, all right, yo, don't say my name now, nigga. I'm like, oh man, here we go. I said, yeah, my nigga, you're right. If I was you, I would feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? You gotta kill these niggas with kindness, man. But the nigga pressed today, niggas. You know he was turned up today. Somebody called me, like, the nigga Christian Bias said that you a whack nigga. How you call? I don't know you. How you call me whack? I never met this nigga. I don't want to talk to this nigga. Right, Kay? What I told you, Kay?
No, I'm still on here.
What I told you?
Well, we just got, listen, breaking news, Aggie Fan Show.
That's good.
I just got a tweet that he's going to be on Battle Rap Arena tonight.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That nigga's a lintelman, man. That nigga's bogged out, man. Look at that.
Wow.
He's going to be on Battle Rap Arena. Somebody just tweeted that to us right now, yeah. That's crazy. So why did he tell me that he's going to call the show?
Hold on. We don't know yet. I mean, you know. Who Battle Rap Arena? Jesse Reagan?
But I'm gonna tell you why it's whack, though. It's whack because we should have pressed to really get Shug on. Shug really wants to come on the show. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why we didn't was because of what was going on. He said he wanted to come on. You said you wanted to come on. And I didn't really hear from Shug. We didn't hear from him in a timely manner, so to speak, on our part.
This three-letter man, I'm going to keep it funky. You know why I don't think he want to come on the show? I don't think he want to go back and forth. Some niggas just not about that. You know what I mean? You might pop off in a certain way, but you're not about to go back and forth. And you gotta avoid that. You know what I mean?
But he should. If you're not prepared to do that, don't press niggas, man. You can't press a nigga like me, man. I'm not a nigga to press. You have to pay attention to things. Who does this nigga Queen Flip think he is? How can he able to stand in front of a room of niggas and go, "What is behind it? What's his story?" You're pressing me. I never spoke to you. You're pressing me, trying to. You know what I mean? You playing with, you know what I'm saying? I can't even talk bad. I don't talk bad. I just wanted to hear what he said. Like, yo, this is my problem. If he would have called, I would have listened to him. Like, yo, I got a problem with this. Now I'm going to go to, like, why you call me whack? You know what I'm saying? What happened with that? You know, I feel that you're, because, you know, you never spoke to me before.
child to me. Okay, sir. Don't worry, man. Get your dick out your ass, my nigga. I'm from Queens.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta get a shirt that says I'm from Queens, nigga. Speaking of Queens, Flip, how's
you know, wait a minute. You know what though? The call lines have been full the whole night. But even
right.
though, because someone just hit me and said maybe that's why he can't get in, but he still would have texted me and told me that, I would think. So
yeah.
He would have texted me too, so you know what I mean? Flip. What's up
yo,
with Bangham Smurf, man? How's Bangham? I'm trying that.
Bangham good, my nigga. Bangham out there with rocket launchers and ill shit, man. Nigga certified, man.
Word. My mom's Jamaican,
man.
And my pop's Trini and shit, man. So, you know.
Yeah, I heard.
It
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I see a lot of niggas tweeting me, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he could say, I don't know him, man. I don't know that man, and like I said, I don't want to know him. I don't want to be his friend. If you're not Jay Black, if you're not Angry Fan, if you're not the nigga, I don't want to know these niggas. I'm not gonna know a nigga that's known for kicking niggas out of groups, and we don't do that. That's not the era I'm from. I don't get mad at fans for going in a group and bringing it on Twitter and threatening to kick them out of group. That's abuse of power. That's corny. Who do that, man? We out here getting money. We out here on shows. I'm out here filming for a show, nigga, on TV. I'm out here getting different type of, you know what I'm saying? I'm being blessed with different type of boxes, man. I don't know. What's up with this nigga? You got all the time. Shit in your little lab and turn up, man. Come on, man. He supposed to be certified, man. He supposed to be certified. Come on. He can't do that, man. He can't do that. Don't call a nigga like me out and then now, you know what I'm saying? Don't call me out, man. I don't know him, so I don't want to know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know that nigga. I don't care, man. I don't like that, man. Come on, man. Come on, man, nigga. Come on, that nigga look crazy. Like, come on, man. I wanted to ask the nigga today, like, why you mad at No Shame? How much niggas, let's keep it real. Let me ask you, yo, Timbo, let me ask you a question. You did, Timbo?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How many people you heard call the man the nigga Chris Unbiased gay?
You serious?
I'm from Queens. I'm dead serious.
Man, how many?
Have you ever heard of Chris from Unbiased a homosexual?
Yeah.
That's it. Angry. Have you ever heard people call Chris from Unbiased a homosexual?
Yeah.
Three letter. Have you ever
Regin.
Ever heard people call
yo,
this man
Regin, come on, man.
I've never heard they call him a homosexual.
Flip. Let's go, man. Let's go.
I found him. Hold on. Here you go.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Hey, Chris, chill, my nigga. Hold on, I had a nigga on three wages now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he mad? Why? He mad at the transgender. You know what I mean? He mad that niggas wanna book transgenders and shit, man. Tell that nigga the fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. We don't know that nigga. We don't know that nigga. We don't know nothing about him, man. Tell that nigga he got a problem. I swear to God, word of my kid. I would have respected him more if you would have called in and just like, yo, Flip. I would have let him talk because don't play these games, man. I would let the nigga talk just now like, yo, Flip, I don't like this shit. I'm not feeling you. I don't like how you represent the coach. I would accept that because Angry Fan, you get at me. Three Letter Man got at me before. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that. That's reasoning. But don't come at me. You understand? I don't know you. And I told the nigga, everybody who see my tweet say, I don't want to be none of these niggas' friends, man. I don't like niggas. I don't want to know them. I don't want to sit down and have tea with these niggas. I don't want to do
niggas
fuck
at tea.
Jay Black official. Jay Black invited me to his crib. I respect Jay Black. I salute Black. You know what I'm saying? Jay Black a good nigga. Angry Fan been supporting me. Three Letter Man. You know, you support my brother Shump when my brother Shump was going through a lot of shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying with you, man. But you know, tell that nigga, man, come on, man. Let some callers in, man. I want niggas to get at me. Let some callers in, man. Let some callers in, man.
All right, let's get some callers in. We got
Hold on 1 second. We got 631-608. You on? 631? All right. Let's go to the next one. We got 856-670. Are you on?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yo, listen. Yo, this is Mike Zeus. You feel me? Like, I'm in Philly right now and shit. Shout out to the nigga Reed. So I'm on the 11th and Cumberland. But, listen, my intake go on. The nigga Chris, that nigga's a faggot. Like, I'm going to keep it a bean. Like, on some real rap type shit, that nigga's a faggot. Like, I watched that nigga interview with Old Red. This nigga talking, like, the nigga was saying some gay shit. This nigga laughing. This nigga, that nigga hold demeanor gay, you feel me? Like,
he probably mad at the ball, No Shame, because No Shame had the balls to come out and he didn't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Hey, yo.
I don't know, bro.
Man. All right, let's see. We're gonna take a couple more, man. We got 201-869. Are you on?
Hello.
201.
Hey.
Yo.
What's going on? Good.
What's good?
What's up?
What's good? We got Queen Slip on the line.
What's good, Queen Slip?
What up,
bird ass nigga?
All right, that's good. You ugly. You know, you sound like Woody Woodpecker.
Nigga, you look like Grimace from McDonald's.
Boo, that's whack. I like Grimace. Boo, nigga, you smell like Grimace.
Nigga, you, all right. Yo, fuck Chris on bias, so that nigga gay as hell, B.
All right.
Fuck that nigga, B.
We don't want to turn this into a bash Chris shit either. Come on.
Man, so what, man? That nigga, man, fuck Chris. He gay.
He violated, man.
Fucking shit, nigga.
No, nigga. He made
gay.
You get a blow for no reason. That's how you took out from work, nigga. You had to drive to the crib. I know. Come on, nigga.
Yo, I wish he didn't get like this though, Flip, because yo, that nigga's not a bad nigga and shit. I don't know why the shit had a good like that. He's not a terrible dude. I wish he'd have called up so niggas could have either talked it out, like men and shit. I ain't gonna front. I did want him to call and talk. You know what I mean?
I do too, but you can't. I do. You nigga wasting niggas stuff. I do too, but you press me on Twitter now. Where you? I do. I wish. I swear to God, we're the stack. I swear. If he would have called in, I would have had a problem with him. I would have just, hey, yo, what's up, my nigga? Like, you know, I really don't. I would tell him that I don't want to know you. Tell me how you feel, and I would have respected it because he has been influential in the battle rap community due to what he does. You know what I'm saying? ARP broke it down. Cause I never watched this shit. They broke it down to me, so I salute him. But now you can't call a nigga out. Now a nigga on the phone is going to call another show. Like, what, he on some up north shit. Like, he just came home and he don't know what the fuck to do.
Nigga's up north shit. Stupid, yo. He said he was talking about North shit. Don't know what to do. Flip, boy.
Next call. So what's up?
Next call, all brother. Right, peace out, though, homie.
All right.
Peace.
Salute.
All right, we got let's go to Detroit. Let's go to 313-556.
Oh, shit. Hold on real fast. Oh, I'm trying to take my... Oh, what's up, bro?
What's going on, man?
This is the guy, the Detroit nigga from the first show. What up, man?
Oh, okay.
Peace to the D.
Queen Slip on the line, homie.
Oh, what's up, Queen Flip? No, I ain't fucking with that nigga. That nigga be cracking on jokes and shit.
Nah.
No, I was saying, look, I ain't gonna call a nigga faggot or no shit, but I'm saying, like, that nigga kicked me from the group just because I said some shit about Lux or some shit, like, and I got kicked immediately, blocked and everything. I don't know. Like, I'm saying something wrong with that nigga. That's all I look like, dude. I can write y'all want to, and shit don't happen. It's too much. You got to follow rules in there. And shit, I don't fuck with that. I'm a girl, man. I write what I want to write.
Wow, Angry Fan, let me ask you a question. Because Angry Fan, you got a group. What makes you as a group owner, my dude, have to kick a nigga out your group? What a nigga have to do to get out of your group? What don't you
I'm
play?
I'm right now, but look, I set the rules. I say it in the blogs, and I say it on the wall. I just like I'm a grown man. I don't play them gay games and shit. You know what I'm saying? So as long as niggas not up in there on some sucking my dick shit, or niggas on females hoes and bitches, because you understand niggas be getting racist. They be niggas who be drunk online. They be niggas who be high online. So shit be getting out of hand sometimes, my nigga. And like a couple, a handful of niggas can fuck a group up. But and everybody in the group will tell you, I don't even be there that much. You know what I'm saying? I be trolling niggas. I like that. The group is cool.
We have fun. If not so much, his group isn't like my group. Put like that. Like his group is. That's why they're so respected. All the battles are there, and they talk about battle rap. So I fuck with his group. Don't get it fucked up. I was there for 2 years. I'm not even gonna play it like that.
Right.
So my group isn't like that. It's more for the fans. You can kind of say more about what you want, but just don't get crazy.
I mean, going back and forth,
suck my dick, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I can talk about whatever.
And that's what I respect about. I've seen you do that as far as, you represent for the females. I really respect that. You know what I'm saying? His group was cool. I don't know about, if you had to really ask him. Like, a couple of questions. I don't care I got kicked out of the group. I don't care. My assistant called me and told me. I don't care about that. I don't, you know what I mean? But you have to ask him, what's this? You know, I never see somebody. I heard a fan told me that he got mad at him because he took a conversation to Twitter. Like, what type of crazy shit is that nigga on, nigga? What are you on? You mad at a fan for taking a conversation to Twitter? That's ridiculous. You keep it on, my nigga. You trying to promote, you a cult. Remember I told you, Angry, about the cult thing, nigga? You chasing away people that potentially want to invest in your group. You can't.
Yeah.
You kicking them out because they speaking their mind. If they didn't disrespect a female, if they didn't do that, you kicking them out for bringing a conversation to Twitter. You abusing.
Nah.
You're laughing at people begging to be back in your group? Who does that, my nigga? That's like a little dick nigga hurting another little dick nigga and get no pussy and he laughing at him.
No, I don't think it's like nobody be begging to be in the group because there be a lot of shit going on with that group. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get to see what happened with you and him because, I'm not in the group and shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I be hearing about conversations that's going on and I be trying to figure out what's going on, but I can't because nigga blocked me from the group.
I haven't been in the group in a while. I really don't talk in a group. It's nothing personal, you know what I'm saying? I just don't, I have no time to do it, So, but my assistant called me because I have an assistant on. She was like, yo, I think I kicked out the group because she checked to see who's talking about me and on Twitter, she knew my name. She's like, yo, nigga. And then I got a call from a league owner. Yo, the nigga Christian Byers said you a whack nigga for trying to book. I don't know why this whack ass trying to book. Why you didn't write that on Twitter where I can see? That's a special.
Well, I heard him and Debo got into him some shit about something that happened. Mm-hmm. One of his YouTube videos and shit.
Word. You heard what?
My nigga, Ayo, Angry Fan, bro. You just said you be trolling. I swear, do you think Suge be Calico?
Yo, that was a close battle right there, my nigga.
No, I thought you would say he Cruz beat him or some shit. Like, me, I had Calico and
shit.
Like, oh no, I didn't remember the post, but I heard everybody, as soon as you posted, everybody in motherfuckers was like, yeah, Suge clearly got that, yeah, clear this, that. I was like, wait, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying?
Making posts just to see what niggas gonna say. You be
that's
seeing
I be
that
saying,
shit.
I be looking at, I just don't comment, because I be like, what the fuck, that don't even sound like no shit, you know what I'm saying?
Detroit, salute for calling, man, and man, we actually got to
yo,
sign
bro,
off.
Yo, calling on Wednesday, bro. Calling on Wednesday, you heard?
Definitely. All right.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, man. He called in
the
hospital.
Yeah. Yo,
man. We appreciate you tonight, brother.
Yeah, so what time the show at? 10?
10 o'clock. We wrapping up, brother.
Yeah.
All right. I'm about to sign out. Hey, yo, check this out. Hey, this Queens Flip. Salute to everybody on Twitter. Salute to Angry Fan. Salute to Timbo. Three Letter Man, K-Von Choir Room, all my followers on Twitter. Hey, I'm biased, man. Don't back down, nigga. We out here, family, and blame your man. I'm from Queens, nigga. Get that flag shit out there. You been in Atlanta too long, nigga. Don't back down, nigga. Let's do it. I'm out of here.
Hey, Queens, Flip, man. Flip. Peace, my dude. Easy.
Hey, yo, Timbo. Hey, yo, Timbo. Next time, nigga, put my name in the proper position, nigga.
Yo.
We from Queens, bro. You from Queens too, now, nigga.
Yo, please, I'm never forgetting that again in my life, bro. You can count on that.
Hey, yo, thank you for having me on the show, man. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
Word.
You're
all right, man. Flip. All right. Easy, my dude.
All right.
Peace.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, this is
this
real
has been a very
show,
interesting
man.
Show. How much do I mean?
Wow.
To say the least. Wow.
Well,
I'm at a loss of words on this. It's history, really. If you think about it, it's history tonight.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean?
But I want to say this. I don't want to make it look a certain way. Like, we were told that Chris is going to call up.
I want to put that out there. I don't want nobody to think that this is some one-sided shit and niggas, we just had niggas flaming. That's where I was coming from with that. That wasn't the case at all. He was going to call in at 8:30. I just want to put that out there. So we didn't play into no funny shit, nothing like that. And as you can see, someone just says he's going to be on Battle Rap Arena, so whatever. We have nothing to do with
I'm not surprised, though.
I don't want to play like it's one-sided. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Like it was from he came at Queen's Flip anyway. I just didn't understand. Like when I saw the tweets, is what was like, I looking kind of strong and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was saying shit like, I know you and shit like that. So it was just like crazy. So I didn't know how the fuck this shit was going to turn out. I just know that they both said they're going to call in and they wanted to get a pop. And that's why I made the blog. That's why we've been tweeting it. That's why we try to confirm everything. You feel me? That's why the whole shotgun structure was shaky. I didn't want to wait to the last minute. Because I like to make the blogs and put who's going to be on in the blog. That's right. Why I'd be having like a deadline for confirmations at times. So when Chris said, I blogged and threw it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I want to put that out there. So we ain't on no funny shit here. But we going to let niggas rock out here. Shout out to Queen's Flip. I fuck with that nigga. That's my brother right there. You know what I'm saying? But Elijah could have came through and he could have rocked out also.
I got to say, though, No Shame calling in. It's history.
History.
I think the one thing
history
I took from
history was made. History.
Yeah, the one thing I took from his interview, him come on our show, was for him to go to his wife and say, "Babe, wifey, I'm thinking about changing my body into what you have." I mean, he said he went to counseling for that shit. I mean, that shit must have, freaked her mind out. For you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what else that shows you? Yeah. That shows you that there's some real fucking true love out here.
Word.
She held that nigga down through water. That's crazy. That's not crazy, but that's real right there.
That's
real.
Most
people walk
away.
Most people walk away. That's love right there. So,
man.
Wow.
I want to see the bars get stepped up. I'm not even going to lie, though. That's why I said it on air. I want to see the bars get stepped up a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of shaking his freestyle, though.
Not even the freestyle. I think the first one was kind of written. But you know what it is? I think we might have caught him off guard. I'm saying that might have
got to be on point
because I didn't actually say anything about the bars and shit. I'll get my
niggas
got
on point
pass,
though when it come on.
Yeah, but
salute,
you gotta understand, we want the bars when you come on the show. We're gonna ask you.
It's gonna happen.
If I slip up, you best believe we let a man go and throw that shit in there.
Every single caller that called in, I'm sorry if the lines are full. We appreciate you guys listening though.
Yeah, man, it's like a gift and it's a curse. A lot of people couldn't get in, but the lines are full, so it was a good show.
Yeah.
Fellas, I can say one thing real quick?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Laker fans, we got Phil Jackson, New York Knicks. Holla at your boy.
Hey, man. hey, stop with that, please.
My bad, Timbo. I know you're a Cali nigga, but I got to throw it on the show, God love it.
Hey, yo, hold on one second. Yo, shout out to BattleFlix.com. Shout out to BattleScene.net. Shout out to Battle Rap News. Shout out to Kush DVD. Shout out to HipHopIsReal.com. Rap Battle World 5. Everybody who held niggas down, like Queen of the Ring, King of the Dial, all the websites out there. I'm going to make a list. I'm going to start shouting y'all out like every time we have a show at the end. Because y'all support me from day one.
Shout out to Hip Hop DX, too. Support
Word. Shout out
to
Hip Hop DX. Word. Shout out to Hip Hop DX.
If I miss you, pardon me. But I got you on Wednesday. You better believe that.
Word.
Yeah.
Take us home, Tim.
Yeah. All right, you guys already know. You guys are to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/topbattleraps, twitter.com/angryfan007, twitter.com/3letterman. Follow all the hosts, everybody out here, man, especially on YouTube. I know you guys do not miss Captain's blog, recaps, everything, man. Do not miss that. youtube.com/angryfan007. Be sure to catch us on our YouTube page officially for the radio station. All the episodes are going to be uploaded, youtube.com/angryfansradio. You guys already know what it is. Fellas, what do you guys say?
Hey, man, it's your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, man, this is a great show. I don't know, man. The blog will be up in the morning, so y'all can leave your comments and shit, man. It is what it is.
It's your boy, 3-letter man, a.k.a. DRE. Once again, we got Phil Jackson to fucking be up there upstairs with the New York motherfucking Knicks. Holler at your boy.
Hey, yo, shout out to the Lakers, though. We rig it for Wiggins. That's what we're doing. Rigging for Wiggins. That's what we're doing.
Shout
out to all you fans, too. Everybody
call
in.
Shout out to the fans, man.
We'll see y'all Monday, 8 to 10.
Peace.
Peace.